Brachas chapter 6, Mishnah 4. Hayulafanav minim harba. If a person has many different kinds of foods in front of him and he wants to eat from each kind, so which blessing should he say first? Which bracha? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, im yesh banam mimin shiva. If there is in front of him one of the seven species, meaning wheat, barley, grapes, figs, pomegranates, olives, or dates, then mevarech alav. So that's what he should make the bracha on, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim Omrim and the sages say, Mevarech al Ezemim Shietze. He should say the blessing over whatever he wishes, whatever he wants to eat first, that is what he should say the blessing over. So this Mishnah opens up a big discussion. If a person wants to eat different kinds of foods, what is the correct order of the blessings to say? Normally we follow the order of the blessings. So the highest category blessing goes first, bread, obviously a moitzi, but that would usually cover everything else that's eaten in the meal. Mazonot, if there's any mazonot there, that would be next. And then a gafen, if there's anything which is a borei pri gafen, that would go next. Borei pri eitz, borei pri adama, shakol. So that's a normal order that we would follow. But if a person, where it becomes a little bit trickier, is if a person has, let's say, a whole lot of fruit in front of him. Let's say he's got grapes and apples, which blessing over there to make first? And sometimes, even, most people don't know, but if a person has a fruit and a vegetable in front of him, it's not so simple that always the fruit goes before the vegetable. Sometimes those two brachas can switch around. Anyway, the comprehensive discussion of all these halachas would take too long. We can't do it now. It's beyond our scope. But these laws are important, and a person should learn the laws relating to the correct order of blessings that he should say if he has different kinds of foods in front of him.